Hey, Closet Busters, come on and gather around. It's time once again to kick down those closet doors of life. We're here to escape our BS, explore our fears, and elevate our self-expression. I'm your host, Rick Clemons, bold move expert and coming out coach, and I'm going to take you to the party, the pulpit, the wake, and back to the party of living your life uncloseted. So come on, grab hold of yourself and get ready to step out, step up, and step in to living your truth as we explore more stories, tips, and tricks for living your life uncloseted. Now let's get to the show. Hey there, closet busters and bold move makers. It is time once again for Life Uncloseted, where you know what we do. We kick down the doors of life. We do what we're going to do without apology, and we live our lives uncloseted. And sometimes that means we got to get a couple things aligned in our lives. Things like our heads, our minds, and our spirituality. But what is that thing called spirituality? And how do you tap into it? And I don't know, some people question, is it religion or what is it? Well, you know what? Here's my theory. It's whatever you make it to be for you. And sometimes those answers can get really confusing and exciting and take us down, well, adventurous paths where you just go, okay, I guess this is what it means for me. But what I love about it is when we step into those just inevitable questions, those deeper, dark spaces of who am I? How do I want to show up? What does it mean for me to be a spiritual being? We step into a really beautiful place of consciousness. But here's where we can get things complicated. If you're queer and gay like me, then you got a whole nother layer of stuff to get through to go, okay, well, how does this work for me? And what I love about this is I've got a really great friend. He's a repeat offender here to the podcast. This is his second time around, I believe, maybe third time around, but he has just launched a new adventure. And I call it an adventure because I think this is going to have some beautiful impact in the world, on the planet. It is called Namaste. I don't know how this one slipped through the cracks and nobody had that domain. Damn it, I wish I'd had it. But Frank Macri, my buddy who's a coach and a guy I really love, has started this beautiful spiritual-minded community. And so I'm going to shut up, bring him on, and he's going to tell you everything you need to know about spirituality. I'm not going to say a word because I know he's not prepared for this. He already told me I don't have a flying fuck what I'm going to say today. So, and you can be spiritual and you can drop F-bombs. So that's where we're going. So anyway, welcome to my little world of the podcast, Frank. So glad to have you here, buddy.
Thank you, Rick. You are amazing. Namaste. It's
good. Namaste, girls and boys. So, and you know what? Here's the thing. I want to make sure people listening, I know we have quite a bit of LGBTQ audience, but now because, you know, I'm switch hitting and stepping out of closets, lots of closets in my world, we have a lot of straight people listening to this too. And you can be part of Namaste. We are equal opportunity spiritual people, right?
We absolutely are. We love our allies. We love our brothers and sisters that support us, and we need them. We need to lean on them and allow them in because, you know, we lean on them as well.
Well, without them, we don't really have ways to see other, at least this is, okay, this is just my belief. And I know I was going to say, we're going to let Frank talk, but he knows I won't let him do that. And I know, you know, we're both going to talk more than we need to here. But I believe that we have to all be able to see each other's spiritual center to continue to grow as spiritual beings.
Yes, that's so true. And I know we're going to talk about the biggest event of our year, the summit that's coming up.
Yep.
And there were some, it's really geared towards LGBTQ people who are seeking more meaning and purpose. And there were some allies saying, hey, can we be a part of this? And I wish there were a straight Namaste. And I said, well, you know, you're totally welcome to join. And I agree with you, Rick, that we as people in our community need to have those conversations with our straight brothers and sisters, because when we come together spiritually, it is the deepest way to bond with anyone.
And it's such the place of I see you and you see me. I mean, that's what Namaste is all about. I see the deepest part of you. You see the deepest part of me. And I know I'm not saying that exactly right, but that's how I always feel about it. You know, I always feel like, man, I see you, you see me, and that's what it's all about. So where did you get this idea other than, okay, so I know this about Frank too. He's like the total like business guy. He's like, okay, how can I like find a really good business venture here? And I know in the middle of the night, he just kind of popped up and was like, Namaste. That's it. I know that's a brand. It's got money behind it. It's got everything going for it. But okay, so how did it really come apart?
Yeah, well, so...
Not a part, I guess, about that.
How did it come about? Honestly, when I think and reflect on how it came about, it really feels like it just flowed through me. I don't even feel like I was the mastermind who created it. I feel like it was just a divine download, and it just, like a jolt of lightning, intuitively connected, made sense, and I just kept thinking, yes, namaste, this makes perfect sense. This is what I'm meant to channel through me right now. This is what I'm meant to bring together. And I kind of feel like it's all been coming together so beautifully. And that's a sign that there is purpose here. There's true alignment. And I think we all go through times like that where life is just chaotic and everything's kind of collapsing and all these crazy things are happening in our world. But then all of a sudden we hit a point of alignment where everything seems to fit. And you start to think, yes, this is the next step I need to take. And this is the next step. And that's very much how Namaste started. Just to give you the backstory, I moved to Seattle about a year ago. And I had just left a relationship of 3.5 years. And I started to get back out into the dating scene and meeting lots of other gay men. And I was finding that it was really hard to have meaningful, deep conversations with other people in the gay community. And when I thought about, okay, well, where are the places I can go to even find gay people? Well, you got your bars, you have your clubs. Mm-hmm. That wasn't really working out. Then I went to dating apps, swiping away on Tinder, on Bumble, and meeting guys that were attractive physically. But when it came to that emotional, spiritual connection, not there at all, not happening. So I kind of felt this sense of loneliness, just wondering who else is out there that's spiritually minded, that wants to have thoughtful, meaningful conversation, because I think that could be very sexy. I don't know about you. I think that is very hot when you can just connect to someone at the core and really understand who they are. And rather than think, okay, there's just no one out there, it's easy to just go there and say, there's no great guys out there. There's no one there for me. I need to go to a new city. I thought, what if there are people out there? What if there really is a hunger, a craving, a need for deeper connection in the LGBTQ community? And I thought long and hard about what could I name this community that brings together gay people, queer people who are also spiritual. And then I went to where I go to get my inspiration, which is the shower. Always get my greatest insights there. I don't know why. The shower is very spiritual for me. And it was almost the second I stepped in, the word namaste just appeared. And I ran out of the shower, wrapped a towel around me, went over to my computer, and I started searching to see, wait, this has to have already existed. And it did. So I was half seriously thinking about, all right, maybe I'll throw out a group and name it Namaste and just see how it lands. I did that. And within I was a little bit unsure how it would land with the community. Mm-hmm. Within a day, I was getting notifications from all these people joining, messaging me saying, wow, thank goodness that this finally exists. Or, oh my goodness, I've been looking for a place to connect in this way. Thank you so much for meeting this. But I was getting way more messages of people saying, great, I'm happy this is here. When's our first event?
Wow.
And now I thought, be careful what you wish for, because the universe is listening so attunely to what you say. And here I was putting out this desire, and it so quickly manifested that now I had a whole big shift in where I felt my life was going. And energetically, things started just changing, not just internally, but even in my life, a lot of opportunities started to dissolve that were there before. And a lot of space opened up in 2018, which to me was a sign of, okay, let's really make this big. Let's see how far this can go. Let's run with this hunger, craving, desire that people have to feel connected, to feel inspired, to feel just aligned with their spiritual path. Right. So I started planning local events here in Seattle, which is where I live. And it was just very much a playground of let's just get together and see what happens. Mm-hmm. All experimental. Let's see what the community needs, what they're searching for. And I did a local event in Capitol Hill, which happens to be the gayborhood of the city, where the gay is mostly congregated. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, it was one of the most special experiences I've ever had. And I've done lots of public speaking engagements. I've done dozens of leadership development trainings with great high conscious people.
Sure.
But there was something very different about the energy of this group. And there were people from all different ages, all different sexualities, very diverse, men, women. And what was really touching, there was someone who attended. She acknowledged halfway through the evening that she must have been maybe in her 50s or so. She acknowledged that she just came out of the closet. This was the first time in her life she had come out of the closet, and she was so afraid that her LGBT community wouldn't accept her. She was so anxious about not fitting in with the community. Yep. Yep. And she said, "Thank you so much for putting this together. I needed to have namaste. I needed this in my life right now."
But I think so many people in the LGBT community, and I know a lot of them fight it in the religious ways by being accepted in their churches or not being accepted, but there is this sense of, and I'm going to tell a little tattletale on myself here momentarily, that you can't be queer and spiritual.
That is one of the biggest beliefs that people have when joining namaste. Mm-hmm. I grew up Christian, and how could I be Christian and queer?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I grew up in this religion, and this is what my family taught me. How can I honor those beliefs?
Right.
Be in the gay community. And that's really what we're about, is bridging together your sexual orientation with your relationship with spirituality. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of this is not just the conversations we have, but the community that we create. And it started out as just maybe a few dozen people in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And to this day, which is only a few months later, we grew to over 4,000 members with zero advertising.
Wow.
And that just kind of was a sign for exactly what you just said, is how could we demonstrate, honor, and live our spiritual paths while being someone in the LGBTQ community?
Yeah, but I think we got to cut through the bullshit here, because here's what I believe the bullshit is.
Okay.
We, so many of us, okay, I'm going to wrap my big teddy bear arms around the whole community here for a minute and go, most of us got raised in faith-based communities where being LGBTQ, or let's just put it down, being gay, because that's where it kind of all started, was not accepted. So when that faith-based center gets ripped out from under you, or it gets used against you, and it still is in many, many ways, it becomes that fabric that's like, but this is what I know. And now you're saying, I can't be this. So now, you know, people talk about making a frickin' choice about being gay. No, it's not about a choice of being gay. It's about being gay and able to still have a relationship of some form with a God or a spiritual practice or whatever it may be. And suddenly it gets shredded to bits because the two can't be held hand in hand. And so much wounding exists in the LGBT community because of that thought. And I think that's why we're where we're at.
Yeah, there's a lot of wounding. There's also a lot of healing that's happening. And now that especially in the United States and a lot of Western countries, the LGBT rights movements have gone very far these past few years. There's this whole idea of, okay, we've come a very long way, but why do we still feel disconnected? But why is there still so much loneliness? But why is there still so much pain? Well, that's because we haven't really tapped into the depth of who we are beneath and beyond our sexuality. There's the whole showcasing and celebrating, having pride for, here I am as a gay man. Here's what it means to be gay. Here's what it doesn't mean to be gay. And now when we start to go deeper into it, we can strip away even that label and that part of our identity to connect with the core of something that is way beyond just our sexuality. So part of namaste is encouraging people to look beyond that and see what it means to cultivate a true relationship of depth, right? Not just with others, but with yourself and whatever is beyond yourself. Doesn't matter what religion or background you come from. It's that connection to what is beyond just the sense of who I see myself to be.
And here's something I've observed in my work, working with tons of people coming out of the closet, is there's this sense of the disconnection happens where, okay, if I can't be this, then I can't have this relationship with my faith or spirituality or whatever it may be. Yet when I pose the question to people of, okay, but can you consciously remember the very first time that you felt connected to that without it being because somebody else said to you, you have to do this. You have to practice this faith. You have to have this relationship. You have to be this way. What's so interesting is so many people are like, no, I don't really remember when I made it my own. Now, some people do. They're like, yeah, you know, after so many years of people saying this is what I am, I finally, you know, I had that moment. I had that moment sitting in church, or I had that moment walking, you know, around a lake or hiking a mountain where I suddenly like, boom, I had that realization what it was. But so much of the disconnect to me is all of us got brought into religion and faith and spirituality because this is what we were told to do. We didn't get to choose how to step into it. But the moment we choose to go, okay, I'm going to get the questions answered. I'm going to explore this. I'm going to figure this out for myself, is 99% of the time when you either decide, yep, this is what I want to be doing, or nope, this isn't fitting for me. And I think this is why so many people are afraid to dip their toes into some of this stuff like you're creating, into the spirituality realm, because they're afraid somebody's going to tell them, okay, if you're going to be spiritual, this is how you have to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about the have to, the lack of choice, the lack of empowerment. And we had a meditation. We did a guided meditation last night here in Seattle, and it was all about the masks that we wear. I had everyone who attended imagine themselves on a stage, picturing themselves wearing a mask. We pick up these masks growing up, especially people in the LGBT community. We wear a mask to project a certain type of posture or attitude to the world, but it's not real. It's just there to fit in, but fitting in is not the same as feeling a true sense of belonging with who you are. So everyone imagined they had their mask on, and they were full in an auditorium full of people waiting for them to take off their mask. And then you imagine you take off this mask, but everyone's gone. Everyone's there gone. The only person there waiting to see you is one person in the front row, and that is your inner child. That's your younger self. Mm. Then we imagine having that younger self come onto the stage and just look into the eyes of who you are without the mask and say, thank you. Thank you for showing me the truth of who you are. I've been longing to see this. I love who this person is. And it led to a really powerful discussion afterwards where one of the people who attended said, wow, wait, so I'm not the only one who has a mask? And I said, okay, raise your hand if you've ever felt like you've had to wear a mask. Every single person in the room had their hand up. And that alone was a sign for we all, especially as people in this community, feel that we have to wear a mask. We have to show up a certain way. We have to behave or approach life in a certain manner in order to feel connected. But that's not the truth. So Namaste, our mission is to inspire mindfulness and positivity in the LGBT community. One of the ways to do that is by finding the people who you feel inspired to take your mask off with and to really understand the truth of who each other is, to love, accept, and nurture that being. That is more real than any other mask that we feel like we have to wear all the time.
You know, it's really interesting because I was having this conversation with someone else this week in a different format. I was talking about the masks that people wear to work. And then I kind of got into my little Simon Sinek mode of, you know, ask why. I remember something he said, and I kind of turned it into this whole mask wearing thing of the reason people don't feel safe at work is they don't feel safe to take off the mask of who they really are. And this just perpetuates everything we do. We don't feel safe in our circles, even in our own LGBT community, because if I take that mask off, I may not be accepted, or I may not be, you know, ripped enough or handsome enough or funny enough or wealthy enough or sexy enough or built, whatever all the masks are. I may not be butch enough. I may not be lesbian, whatever it is. And the thing is, the moment you let the mask drop, those who are going to be attracted to you and like you are going to do that. Those that aren't, aren't. And that's where you have, in my opinion, the most beautiful experience to accept yourself in your truest sense and live your life to be who you're meant to be. But it's not easy.
It's not easy. I mean, my personal journey with this, just with spirituality, we all have our defining moments where we experience that time where you are asked to drop the mask. Just allow yourself to be seen. And I'm really grateful today to say that I've been able to speak all over the world and talk in front of hundreds of people and really feel aligned with my purpose. But I struggled with that a lot growing up. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of shame around particularly the way my voice sounded. Mm-hmm. And I kept my voice to myself. I felt that my voice sounded weak, feminine. It sounded not powerful. And I felt it also revealed my sexuality, which I judged as a bad thing. I judged as it being wrong. So I grew up spending years of my life keeping my voice inside, not letting myself be heard, expressed, or acknowledged, and at the effect of my authenticity, at the effect of building real relationships. And that started to manifest physically in my body. I actually developed a thyroid disease, which led to an autoimmune disease. And I didn't know anything about chakras at the time, but the thyroid is all located in the throat.
Yeah.
That's the part of the body that's connected spiritually to living with integrity, expressing yourself freely, sharing your gifts with the world. That's what I wasn't doing. And here it was manifesting throughout my body. So my spiritual awakening came when I had this diagnosis. And rather than seeing it as something that was going to break me down, I saw it as something that might be building me up to who I was capable of being. And I began asking myself, who am I really? What is my purpose? What is my calling? What if I start sharing my voice freely? What might happen? And ever since then, I started to live more boldly. I started to take bigger chances. I aligned myself with opportunities that fit my values and my belief systems. And it led to having successful careers where I was able to start my own business and become very successful with that, travel all over the world, meet incredible people. And I love that when people meet me, they say, "You have just great energy. How does that happen?" Well, it happens when you connect to that part of yourself that's yearning to be heard and expressed. And we are all capable of doing that. And that's what Namaste is here for. Mm-hmm. It's to inspire people who are looking to find what it is they've been searching, seeking, and wanting in their life and connecting with it.
So what does spirituality mean to you?
To me, spirituality is understanding who you truly are. Mm-hmm. As opposed to who you think you are.
Mm. I like that. And I think so many of us struggle with that because we are a society, and I could put my heels on right now and get on my soapbox, but I'll try not to too much. But we are a society that says, okay, this is who you're supposed to be. So then suddenly we start to hear that, and it continues to be brought up to us and on and on and on. And before you know it, this is what we think we're supposed to be. And I know I can be very, you know, I said I was going to tell a little bit of a tattletale on myself. I've been fighting this. And Frank knows me fairly well, but I think he knows that in the last couple of months, I have truly been dropping my mask and going, this is how I show up. If I want to say fuck you on my podcast, I'm going to say that. It's not out of let's see how brash I can be, but if it works for me to say, but this doesn't make any fucking sense to me that people act this way, then that's how I show up. If I show up and I'm completely breaking down in tears and saying, but the honest to God truth is I'm just like you guys. Please don't put, you know, because I do this podcast or what I do, don't put me in this space to make me your guru, as Tony Robbins would say, because that's not who I am. I think these are the moments that we're called to be ourselves and strip the mask off. And then suddenly what you find is people really want to be with you. Mm-hmm. People want to be part of what you're doing. And that's when your spirit starts to show through. The rest of this is just a shell. Okay, mine doesn't have it. My shell doesn't have a nice little six pack. The universe isn't hearing that request. She's not listening to me on that. The rest of it is a shell. And what's in there is what's just dying to come out and be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about this thing started to happen for you. You started to see it coming into fruition. You had your own personal experiences happening that really started guiding you into it. And what's keeping you in this space of knowing this is exactly where you're supposed to be going?
That's a great question. It's like an out-of-body type of experience or feeling. It's just I only have felt this way maybe three times in my life. Mm-hmm. The first time was when I was gearing up to move across the world to live in China, where I taught English for a couple of years. And even though on the outside, it sounded crazy, it sounded nuts, it sounded unsafe, uncomfortable. In every way you look at it, risky, dangerous. There's something inside, just a peacefulness, a knowing, a groundedness that just tells you, yes, yes, keep going, keep going, keep trusting. And the more energetically you feel that, you start to know when you are on the path. Mm-hmm. And when we go off the path, that's great because it reminds us of what it's like to be on the path. We all have times in our life where we get a little off track. That's yep. okay. It's yep. purposeful. So I have that same feeling that I did when I'm like, my whole body feels alive, feels energized. And no matter what things don't go as planned, the plan doesn't matter when you're fully aligned. What matters is that you are so connected and you are grounded in taking the next step that needs to happen to manifest exactly what it is that you are focused on creating. That's what it's like for me, is I'm feeling that sense of alignment where everything just falls into place effortlessly. I mean, I could get myself stressed out about what about this and what about this I need to do. Right. But then I wake up the next day and I have a reminder of, look at what just landed into my lap. And wow, this, now there's another person that I've been looking for. Here's another person who's joining our community. And mm-hmm. it's all manifesting so naturally, which to me is a sign of yes. Mm-hmm. All about that sign of yes.
And I think the signs of yes are the things that oftentimes we fight, because we suddenly start feeling really good, like, okay, I know I'm supposed to be doing this. This is where I'm going. This is how we're, you know, everything is supposed to be happening. And then, wait, I need to fight this. This isn't exactly what's supposed to be going on. And the only reason that happens is because we become creatures of, well, something's got to go wrong. Something's not supposed to be right here. And no matter how much we know it's right and it feels right, we go and then we have to stir the pot. And I think this is part of becoming very conscious spiritual beings, is going, let's quit stirring the pot. The pot can stir itself and I can just be the observer and move forward. And I know in my own practice of what does it mean for me to be spiritual and to truly step into that space, it's about constantly saying, let go, relax, be free, have fun. Those are my spiritual words. They're be free, be fun, be relaxed. Because if I don't stay in that space, oh, I can go so far out of alignment so quickly and everything goes wrong. But I know that when I can do the alignment, and I'm so glad you brought that up, because that's really what this is about. And too many people question, what is spirituality? Well, quite honestly, and again, this is just my belief, spirituality is whatever keeps you aligned with yourself.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the little, well, not little, I hope it's not a little white elephant in the room. Let's talk about the big white elephant in the room of what you got cooking. It's happening in April in Seattle, the first Namaste Summit. I'm so excited. For some reason, he must have been drinking really a lot one night, and he just decided that I should be there and speak at this thing. But, you know, I'm just one of a few, but just talk about the summit, what it's all about, when it is, because I want to make sure that people know about this. It'll be on the show page. We've got a discount code for you, all sorts of good stuff. So tell us about it, Mr. Frank.
Okay, so our biggest event of the year, just to bring together our community and really connect with other people who are positive, who are soulful, who are part of the LGBTQ community or allies, we're going to have a 3-day transformational and fun summit in Seattle, Washington. We are meeting in the beautiful W Hotel right in the heart of the city. And we are bringing in spiritual LGBTQ leaders to come present, to talk, to share about ways to live with deeper meaning and purpose, ways to show up more boldly as your authentic self, different ways to stay grounded, focused, and connected to who you really are. And I'm so happy that Rick is going to be one of our speakers, and we have at least 5 more people who are going to be joining as well.
Some beautiful speakers, some great people that are just amazing in what they do.
I can't wait. I can't wait just for the energy of the room. We've already had lots of people sign up, and we do have limited spots available, but it's really for people who are curious about ways they can not just understand spiritual concepts, but really incorporate it and live it in their lives. It's for someone who is on a search for more meaning and self-discovery. And frankly, people who are fed up with trying to connect with people in the bar and club scene. You know, this is going to be a positive, drug-free atmosphere where we're going to have meaningful conversations. There's going to be engaging presenters. And our intention is for people to walk away from that weekend feeling like they are part of a conscious and inspiring community.
Mm-hmm. I'm even going to be on my best behavior for once. So there you go. This is like a momentous occasion that I'm going to show up and be really good.
Yeah.
And you know, at least 5 minutes, and then I'll be back to my old self. But
you know, I love that you say that. And you know, the reason why I knew that you and the others would be so perfect for this is that you approach life in such a playful way, yet there's also a lot of depth and meaning to everything you do. You live so intentionally. And when sometimes people think about spirituality, they think, oh, that's really serious. Oh, that's stressful. I need to meditate. I need to let go. I mean, just the term namaste, it's a play off of the word namaste, which yep. is the light in me bows to the light in you, or the light in me sees the light in you, mm-hmm. which is a Hindu term. And
every once in a while, it can mean the drink in you, I can see in you, and you can see the drink in me. Just saying, okay?
There you go. Yeah. So we are encouraging people to have fun and be playful with their spirituality. And I'm excited for the energy of this event and just our community and other things we have going on to encourage curiosity, playfulness, and also depth and meaning.
So awesome. I can't wait to be a part of it. I'm really, really excited. And I'm promoting this. I'm helping Frank. I want to see people there. I want you to show up, even if you're not gay or lesbian or bi, show up because you'll have a fabulous time and you'll get deeply connected. I promise you'll get deeply connected, if nothing else, to some parts of yourself that you may have been trying to get to and just haven't gotten there yet. So, because connection is really what it's all about. So before we wrap up, Frank, I want to ask one serious question, and I'm sure we'll get back to being silly again. Why do you think this connection is just, it seems to be the energy right now that's just wrapping its arms around the whole world? Why do you think it's so present right now?
I think that there's truly a universal pull right now to expand how it is our community has been connecting, not just even the LGBTQ community, yeah. but as a whole. It feels like globally, there's kind of this regression, this slingshot, we're being pulled back. Yeah. Some of the pain that we haven't acknowledged or really felt for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the more we can lean into that and come together and heal through that, the farther we're going to propel ourselves in the future when we step into our next evolution of consciousness. Mm-hmm. So it's like this slingshot, pulling back, which means we need to connect now more than ever. This is the time to not feel alone, to not be isolated, to not feel disconnected, because the universe is telling us it's time to really form true unity, true bond. I mean, even in the logo itself with Namaste, we had a few different designs, and the community voted on the one that was a connected arch, which is a representation of we want unity. Yeah. We are here for connection, for oneness. There's been such a, especially in America, a very strong value put on individualism and the American dream, fighting your way to the top, being the person who blazes the trail by yourself. And that's what everything's around. But now we're seeing that there's a desire to actually come together and lean on others and form community. No one ever became successful by themselves.
No. I think
the legendary Oprah Winfrey said that herself.
Yep.
No one ever became successful by themselves. So we really are creating a way to connect.
Yeah, her and I were talking about that the other day. So
I was texting her about it a few minutes ago.
Oh, you know, you just have to one-up me every time, you know. I just swear to God. So anyway, I love you, man. I'm so glad we are doing this together. And I can't wait to just feel the energy and see what transpires, because I don't want to use the word needed. I know it is desired in our community in a huge way to have these connections and to feel more connected as not only a community, but as human beings. And I hope these sort of things are what starts to really pull the planet together. You can see it happening all around us. And I'm so glad that you decided to put on your heels, girl, and strut your stuff and say, I'm bringing this to the world. It's done, taken, and making it happen. So
thank you.
We have everything for you guys to connect with Frank and get to be part of the summit. And I guess we kind of have to say it, don't we? At the very end, we have to say it, don't we?
I think it's time. But before we say it, Rick, I just want to say really quickly, I love you back and I appreciate you for being a part of this. And for people wanting to get involved, we have an early bird special going on now.
Yeah.
So go ahead and sign up for that, namaste.com. And we have a Facebook group. If you search Namaste on Facebook, we have over 1,500 people in our group. Great way to start connecting and meeting people who are spiritually minded around the world.
Yes, it's awesome. So, all right. So we're going to say it now, right?
Namaste. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Let's say it.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. All right. We'll talk to you real soon.
Take care.
And that's it. That's a wrap. Another episode of Life Uncloseted has come to an end. But don't worry, we'll be back in just a couple of days with another episode with new guests, new tips, new tricks, new wisdom about how you can go live your life uncloseted. And you know what? A lot of people out there may not even know we exist. So if you feel so compelled, share us. Tell people about it. Give us a rating and review on iTunes. Share it from your phone. Wherever you can, spread the word. Because the more people that we reach, the better the planet will be when everybody is living their life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemens, the host of the show, that big, bold move expert and that guy that constantly wants to help people step out, step up, and step into living their life uncloseted. Have a great couple of days, everyone, and we will be right back with you very, very soon. Take care.